Revelation 4:11. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.
The word of the Lord.
Yes.
It's Sunday, Graham. You know what that means?
It's time for the weekly memorization
scripture
verse.
Scripture memory, guys. One of the things we're doing this year, and you know, if you listened last Sunday, Psalm 19, Jeremy Brooks was guest hosting. I don't know that he quite knew what I was trying to do with the passage, but I'm trying to give you guys a scripture memory verse every Sunday, okay? We've done in the Rhythms Guide, Graham, if you remember, a scripture memory verse from the sermon, which is good.
That's right.
It's great to do. Here's what we're doing this year. We're doing scripture memory verses that will help you with evangelism.
Ooh.
Okay. And actually, I'm taking this list of memory verses. I'm going to give credit where credit's due from Dr. Timothy Booker, who's your dad's PhD supervisor.
Yeah, he was. My dad,
but your dad graduated. Okay. So
in December.
Past tense. See it.
Yeah. Dissertation.
Did your dad get him a nice gift?
I should ask him. I don't know.
I got my PhD supervisor an axe.
Holzbrook.
The Holzbrook X, because, you know, it's kind of a go-to gift for me, but that was the first time I gave it. I figured, you know, everybody gives your PhD supervisor like a pen or a book or something like that. I was like, I bet you this guy had never gotten an X, and he hadn't.
I didn't even know that you were supposed to do that.
It's a thing. But anyway, yeah. Enough of that, Graham. Let's talk about the word of the Lord. Yeah. Last week, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies above proclaim his handiwork. That's a great verse to memorize if you're just thinking like, okay, if I'm going to start talking to someone about the faith, where do you start? You know, we kind of use this God, man, Jesus response. And so a lot of these first few verses that we're memorizing are kind of God verses.
Sure.
So this passage, worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will, they existed and were created. So there's a lot of affirmations. This is a little passage, Revelation 4:11. A lot of affirmations in this one little passage. Help us memorize it. Give us some insight onto the passage.
Yeah, I think one thing I was thinking through is why memorize this passage. I think you said it clearly. This is about God. But it's about God being worthy. And when I was thinking about that, you know, worthy is just where you place the most amount of worth. You could think about finding, just calculating where you place your worth based off of looking at your calendar or looking at your bank statement, seeing where you're spending your money, where you're spending your time. Those are places that you are demonstrating that you find value in those things. So, you know, in an evangelistic conversation, to share where you find your worth, where you place the most amount of worth is certainly like helpful. But it's interesting to also think through why is he so worthy? And the passage has a second part, says you were created. There is a creator. That's almost like a good place to start. Like you are a created, you're a created being.
Yeah. So I think, if you just think about memorizing it, worthy are you, our Lord and God. Okay. And then what do you get if you're worthy?
Yeah.
Glory and honor and power, right? And then it's grounded in what we can observe.
Yep.
He created all things. You created all things. And you're the one that is behind their existence. By your will, they existed.
Yeah.
And were created.
Yeah. There's almost, when I was thinking about memorizing it, there's almost like two parts here. There's you're worthy and the Lord our God to receive these things. So there's the worthy side, and then there's the why you are worthy. So it's he's worthy, and then the second part is
that's
for
good.
Is kind of the transition. So he's worthy, you receive glory, honor, and power for second part, you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.
And I think that this is a good verse for evangelism. Like even if you're starting with someone that maybe doesn't believe in like the Christian God or whatever, you could say, look, how do you believe we got here? Right?
Yeah.
Is there a creator? Is there someone behind all of this? And if they say yes, then you can say, okay, then if there is a creator, if someone has established everything, if everything was brought into existence by this being, creator being, then gosh, shouldn't that being be worthy of our praise and our delight and our attention and our focus? The answer is probably yes. And now you're off and running. You know, now you're establishing a doctrine of God that you can run through all the way to following Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, if there is a creator, is there a moral standard in which he created beings to live?
And have we lived by that standard?
No.
How do we get back in line with that standard?
Gospel.
Savior.
Yeah.
Jesus. Redemption. What do we do if God has sent us such a savior? We respond in faith. We follow and respond in faith and obedience.
Yeah. That's good.
Bang.
You evangelized me.
There we go. That's it.
I believe.
So every Sunday this year, we're going to talk about evangelism and we're going to talk about a scripture verse. So let me read it one more time for the folks, Graham, as we close. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created.
Amen.
For Graham Thompson, I'm Jason Dees. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant, and Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737, or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.